habit of dreaming that endangered me. I had encountered fewer perils roaming around that way. Again, Croker said, I'll just count 'em gone. He smiled grimly. He'll be back. Right after he strangles that woman. Which will happen about as soon as the new wears off. You go back over there. Keep a close eye on the standard. And send me whatever writings you've got ready for review. Pulp. I wasn't ready for this. He hadn't shown much interest ever before. When are we going to move on? Or are we not going to? Not till we have our crops in. Unless we're under really heavy pressure. 5 months minimum. Enjoy the rest. Enjoy the rest. Like I enjoyed all that loafing around when we were bottled up inside Dejigore. He missed all that because he couldn't turn down the chance to go off and play games with Soulcatcher. When you went after Catcher the other day, was there a plan? Did you really expect to accomplish anything? I retained doubts about the depth of their antagonism even now. Check with my dearly beloved. That was her scheme. You'll probably see it again. She's got the notion that if she keeps harassing Soulcatcher, Catcher won't be able to concentrate on giving us grief. Now there's an idea. Jab sticks into a nest of vipers so they don't have time to come hunt you down. Why not whack on hornets' nests and hibernating bears while we're at it? Find one eye or go work on the annals. I've got all the bitching I can handle right here at home. You ought to get some sleep, I said, heading out. You're way too crabby. There is color. There is life of a sort. There is light. Without light, there can be no darkness. There is death. The husks of 100 crows surround the listing throne. Death will find a way. Darkness will find a way inside. Darkness always comes. The thing on the throne sits wide-eyed, blind. Its orbs show no pupils. They are half-fried egg-white blanks, yet the creature does seem to see. Certainly it is aware. Grimacing in agony, its face turns as it tracks each venturesome spy from the world. It concentrates its will on each newcomer, wanting it to land. A twinge of evil humor stirs its features whenever a weak bird fails to carry out its instructions. The earth quivers. The throne slides a foot, tilts another inch. Alarm underscores the refreshed pain on the face of the sleeper. The crack in the earth opens wider. The color wafting up brightens. A breeze whispers out of the bowels of the earth. It's colder than the heart of a starving spider. It carries a black vapor. The throne jerks another inch. Death will find a way. Even the gods must pass. Chapter 86. Things went too well for too long. Summer was an idyll. It never got too hot. The rains were perfect for the crops we planted. We were threatened with the sort of harvest for which peasants pray. We made sure the peasants we encountered understood that the wonderful weather was all our fault. Our foragers had liberated draft animals enough to support us if we traveled light, leaving the heavy equipment that had followed us down from friendly territory. There were even a few sheep for those not bound by Goonie strictures against eating flesh. The old saw is true. An army does travel on its stomach. What we accomplished by projecting the Taglian will the distance